This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 426 for Wednesday, June 9th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Wednesday, and it's not only just because of the rain on parts of the eastern prairies. A trader says it's also due to weakness in Chicago soy oil and the spec funds liquidating their long positions. However, prices have stepped back from their lows earlier today. With the final settlement still pending, the July contract is down $5.90 at $8.59.90 per ton. New crop November drops $11 at $7.63.20, and the January contract falls $7.60 at $765. Also contributing to the declines are losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 82.63 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 82.67. Manitoba issued its weekly crop report on Tuesday afternoon, and overall planting throughout the province is at 99% complete, on par with the four-year average. Spraying is in full swing, and some canola fields, damaged by flea beetles, are being reseeded. The rain also fell on parts of North Dakota, and the state and other areas of the Northern Plains are expected to receive more rain before the weekend. Ahead of tomorrow's supply and demand report from the United States Department of Agriculture, the trade is foreseeing a slight increase to old crop soybean ending stocks to 122 million bushels. The new crop carryover is expected to be 146 million bushels. Market expectations for old crop corn ending stocks are to see a small decrease at just short of 1.21 billion bushels. The new crop carryout is projected to drop to 1.42 billion bushels. As for wheat, the old crop carryover is projected to be trimmed to 869 million bushels, and new crop ending stocks are to increase to 760 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are significantly lower on Wednesday. The July contract dropped 17.5 cents at $15.61 per bushel. July soy oil falls by almost a half cent at 71.59 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $3.40 at $3.86.40 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday, with the July contract rising 11 cents at $6.91 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with the July contract dropping 12 cents at $3.96. Wheat futures are mixed on Wednesday, as Chicago July is down 3 cents at $6.82. Meanwhile, Kansas City July rises 3 cents at $6.36. And with a final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July falls 7.5 cents at $7.64. That's a look at the ice futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 9th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.